Welcome to Sound of Truth Weekly Interview, where we hear about how God is at work in people's lives and in the world today. We're excited you've joined us. Here's our host, Brett Marani.
My friend Jamie Vandenheuvel is no stranger to Sound of Truth Weekly Interview. Jamie has been on previous episodes. In fact, I've got the list right here that he generously provided for me. The first time Jamie came on the podcast was back in August of 2021, episode number 26, if you want to go back and listen to it. And that's actually where Jamie shared, we talked about financial freedom and debt. And then in spring of 2022, episode number 136, he came on the podcast again, episode number 136, Biblically Responsible Investing. About a year later, in the spring of 2023, Financial Wisdom During Inflation, because that's when we were really starting to experience the inflation in the United States here. That's episode number 202. And then most recently was last summer, episode number 221, Putting Our Money Where Our Values Are, episode 221. And he's back again, Jamie. Not only are you my friend, Jamie, you're my financial advisor and appreciate you. Thanks for coming back on Sound of Truth again.
My pleasure. I love it. Good stuff.
And today I see here, we're going to talk about worldview / financial and life wisdom. Mm-hmm. You chose the topic. I said, hey, Jamie, you're regular here. Come talk about whatever you want to talk about. And this is the topic, worldview / financial and life wisdom. What does that mean?
So there's a kind of a method to the madness here. Trying to just steer the conversation ultimately to the question of what is this all about? Is there a finish line, both financially and in my life? How much is enough? Questions like that. That's kind of where I'm going with the topic today. And so if you back all the way away from that and begin, we really look at, well, what is our worldview and where does that come from?
Let's define that. When we say worldview, I know most people have an idea of what we're talking about, but I'd like to hear how you would define worldview, and then I'll kind of give my take on it a little bit.
Sure.
I think we're going to be on the same page, of course.
Yeah, we all are brought up, and we have different experiences that are ingrained in us on just how we see things work, and whether it's politically, your nation. Certainly where you're brought up, what state you're in, will influence kind of how you look at things. Of course, if you're brought up in the church, you're going to have a certain view of things. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the Lord grabs you and you have a Christian worldview, and that gets, again, we get more focused, more specific, but from the 10,000 foot view, what is all of this about? What is your view of the world? And have you ever thought about that? And so the Bible has some things to say about it. Now you can take that or leave it, but what is your worldview as we kind of start from far, far away from the ultimate question?
So I like to think of worldview in terms of the bedrock foundational values by which you view the world. Mm-hmm. Or another way of putting, I think I like the idea of putting on a set of glasses. You ever heard he sees through rose-colored glasses?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That phraseology, meaning, you know, he has an optimistic perspective. Everything's rose-colored. Everything's positive. He sees the world in a positive way. The worldview is whatever the lens or glasses you see life through. How do you view the world through these sets of values, these cultural values, perhaps? Or, and as you mentioned, hopefully you're seeing it through a biblical worldview. You look at life's events from the perspective of what the Bible teaches about how to view the world. All right, worldview / financial and life wisdom. So you're going from the broad Christian worldview, biblical worldview. We want to see things the way God sees them. I think that'd be another way of saying it.
Yes, correct.
Now, where are you going to go with that? That's the very broad. Let's start with a Christian worldview. Let's start with a biblical worldview. Now what?
Well, and so we're seeing things. Things like your purpose, your passions, your identity, your values, mm-hmm. These are all influenced by something. And so, again, the Bible has much to say about these things. And again, we hope folks will find their values in their worldview through that lens. As we kind of narrow the scope, then we look at financial from this 10,000 foot view of values of what your worldview is. Wisdom kind of is, I think, where does your sense of wisdom come from? And inside of intellect and I guess what we would just generalize as wisdom, there's different aspects of your life, financial being one of them. And just in general, life experience gives you an amount of wisdom. Age gives you some sense of right and wrong. And by hitting your head along the way, you kind of learn as you go.
The proverbial school of hard knocks.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So all of this, I guess what I'm trying to do is with this topic, just kind of hone in on from a financial perspective as well as a life experience perspective or perspective. When you get to the end, what's the goal? I think as a Christian, we can certainly say, well, Christ is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody listening to this that's not a Christian, what is the end? What, when you get down the road, what is this all about? And I think these are questions, I think normally at some point you ask yourself, what is this all about? And the Bible gives us an answer. And I think that is true wisdom. And that's kind of where I'm going with all of these questions.
I want to just ask you and I right now, and you probably prepped for this more than I have, but then also our listeners right now to try to answer that question. What does the Bible teach is the bottom line? Where's this all going? Where does this end? And so let's just take a moment, percolate on that.
Sure.
And maybe if our listeners, you know, in a position to pause the podcast at this point and reflect on that a moment and think about what are some biblical passages or Bible verses that come to mind or statements, you know, from scripture that summarize what is this all about? And then how do I see life through what the Bible teaches that all this is about? I've got one scripture that just came to mind. I got a second one that just came to mind. Three. let me just be noting these down, and I'm going to give four scriptures right now. Five. The longer I think, the more I come up with. But this is the order they came in.
I think of just some catechism that
right
that hits me. The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
Right.
And right. And as scriptures support that, boy, the Bible as a whole supports that. But this is an exercise really to ponder. It is.
I've got five. I've listed five references here. For me, this is, I would, if I were to add a six, I'll put one in parentheses here. Okay. All right. You want me to go first or you
yes,
want
go.
All right. Here's what I came up with. First thing that came to mind was 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whatever you do, do for the glory of God. And then I was thinking about the greatest commandment when Jesus was asked about that. Matthew chapter 22, where an expert in the law, the Bible says, tested Jesus with this question, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." And with those two, he summarized the whole of the Old Testament, he says. That, in my mind, is a major worldview passage.
No doubt.
And then other scriptures, no doubt. I got just a few others that came to my mind as I was pondering that, reflecting on it. Micah chapter 6, verse 8, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Mm-hmm. And then my mind went next to the Great Commission passages, which there's five of those, one in each of the Gospels. Most popular is probably the end of the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and Son, Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." The five Great Commission passages telling us our mission is to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And Romans 12:1, "I urge you, therefore," reflecting on these 11 glorious chapters about salvation by grace, not by works, "I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God," or view of God's mercies, "that you offer yourself as a living sacrifice." Yep. This is your spiritual act of worship, really surrendering yourself to Christ, that He's the Lord of your life in all things, 24/7, 365. So those are kind of worldview verses in my mind that came to my mind. What about you?
Yeah, it's a few of them that I had kind of prepared in advance. One of them was Romans 12 that you just mentioned.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the other two, Ephesians 5 17 through 19, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Colossians 2 is another one that I think, 2:8, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. So,
oh, those are good. I like them.
Well, and all of these verses, and there's so many that when you think of, this would be a good exercise really for anybody to just stop and think,
mm-hmm.
What is this about? What is my view? Right.
Well, there's so many verses that keep coming to my mind as we're having this discussion. You know, like God is providentially bringing all things to good. Romans 8:28.
Yeah.
We know that all things work together for good. That's a futuristic. Where's this end? It ends in a good place for those who love God.
Those who love the Lord.
Right? And are called according to his purpose.
Yeah. But again, a testing of what one's view is of things. Again, this should change the trajectory of the question of what is this about, and what's the end goal?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's a vocational thing, like, is there a goal in sight? What is that? Is there a retirement number that I need to try to hit? What are you doing?
Let's think beyond that. Even I've heard the illustration years and years ago, and I know this is where you're headed with it. So I'm jumping in.
Yes.
Professor who was a Christian, and he had this class full of college students. And he said, he was asking them, what are your plans in life? You know, where do you want to go? What's your end game with this college education? And he was trying to get the students to think about it. And one student in particular, he started asking that question. Well, so what's your plans? Well, I'm going to make good grades and finish college and, you know, be ready to go out in the workforce. Then what? Well, then I'm going to get a good job. And well, then what? Well, I'm going to get married and have a family. And then what? Well, I'm going to raise my kids well. I'm going to do a good job with my work. I'm going to love my family well. Then what? And he kept saying, then what? Then what? Then what? And the kid just kept going on through life and said, well, I guess I'll die. And he goes, then what? And the kid was kind of, I don't know, you know, well, of course, this is what you got to think about, the end. And the verse came to my mind from Hebrews. It's appointed that a man wants to die and then the judgment. We'll stand before our Creator and give an account.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard Stephen Covey, he says, begin with the end
in mind. Yeah.
And this is the question. In a worldview, thinking of the end changes how you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it impacts not only how you treat your family, what kind of employee you are or employer.
Mm-hmm.
It changes everything. That's molds so true. Your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It truly does. And so this is a very basic question, and I think a great place to start when you talk about wisdom, both financially and just life wisdom.
Yeah. So you're my guy I bring on for financial discussions here on the podcast. And we've not even touched on finances really up to this point.
True.
And that's okay. I'm not, this is actually good that we're doing this. Somebody may be listening going, well, Jamie's on again. We're going to talk money. This, you know, I'm ready to hear what he has to say about finances and how to invest and all that. And we haven't even touched on that yet.
That's true.
And that is okay. In fact, it's good. Too many people think just about show me what to do with my money. And they're not asking this preliminary question that's going to have everything to do with then how you invest your money or how you handle the money that you've been blessed to have.
It does, because now we're talking about lordship.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're listening to a podcast like this because I'm trying to find a way to make a quick dollar, is that becoming an idol in my life? I mean, again, what's...
Yeah, is he going to tell me what I should be investing in?
Right.
What kind of stock I should right now with the... with the market the way it is.
Right. So again, this is a really good place to back up away from the topic of money and think about things from the proper perspective. And that is biblical.
Yeah.
You know, we get stuck talking about basically what's interesting to you or what your career path is. God gifted you this way.
Mm-hmm.
And we all perk up when we hear things that interest us. And perhaps for some, it's a financial type discussion and, hey, I'm interested in that. What do they have? Well, I think there's a bigger thing going on here that we have to make sure we understand. And that is God's gifted us very uniquely. And at the end of the day, we can glorify God in these ways that he's naturally gifted us. But unless you stop and think about it, you kind of just get lost in the shuffle and you stay on about our lives and you waste a lot of time. So I think it's important to discuss this. I do.
I agree. All right. Well, hey, we're pretty much out of time now and we didn't even get to the financial, but that was by design. That's what I'm trying to point out to our listeners. Jamie's going to come back in future episodes and he's got a plan. He's going to start. We start here with thinking about worldview. You know, when it comes to not just your finances, but all of life, including your finances. What's your worldview? All right. We start there and then we move toward the different areas of life, including finances. So just to tease for future episode, what's the plan for next time we have you on in a Lord willing, month or two from now?
Yes. So the thought process is to get into, since we've talked about kind of our biblical worldview, now what is our identity and what is our purpose and what are our passions and where does that come from and how does that fit into our finances? And so we'll drill down a little bit more into the financial topic. And I could talk boringly on and on about that, but just that's a tease for the next time we have a chat.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Thanks, Jamie, for coming on this episode.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sound of Truth Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please rate and review it. Also, tell your friends about it. Thanks. Music is by Canon and is used by permission. Sound of Truth is produced in collaboration with Harvest Jacksonville and is copyrighted by Brett A. Morani, 2024.